It's Cuba's most celebrated anniversary, the failed attack on the Moncada military barracks by Fidel and Raúl Castro, which marked the start of the Cuban Revolution. 69 years later, Raúl Castro, now 91, still appears to be going strong. But it's his successor, Miguel Díaz-Canel, who must deal with escalating disenchantment with the revolution.
The imperial logic is betting on amnesia of our history and social paralysis. They are betting the material needs provoked by 63 years of their infamous blockade will break the spirit of resistance of our people.
He was, of course, referring to the world's longest economic embargo imposed on Cuba by the United States. Cuba is undergoing its worst economic crisis in 30 years. Power blackouts this month in the middle of the stifling summer have led to street protests, while tens of thousands of Cubans are fleeing. Díaz-Canel continues to argue that the U.S. economic embargo is the root of all of Cuba's woes. But on this occasion, he issued a novel challenge to the United States.
We conclude that they maintain their blockade because without it, our country would be a model of a humane society, too subversive for the current world order. If I'm wrong, then lift the blockade immediately, completely, and without restrictions, and remove our so-called pretext.
In the meantime, Díaz-Canel promised that in a few weeks he'll announce the details of an economic reactivation plan to counter acute shortages of food, supplies, and energy. He ended the ceremony with the traditional, though increasingly questioned, cry of socialism and fatherland or death. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.